I'm standing roughly 2 feet away from the mics that I believe are on, and there is a wall in front of me, and it's white, but there are these padded materials that have been screwed into the wall, these padded, like, rectangles, gray rectangles. There's, to my left, there is another wall with a door, and the door is gray, and the wall is white, and there is a switch, and there's a light switch, but then the first switch is an auto vent air shut off switch, and the light switch is a foot below it, and then above the auto vent air shut off switch, slightly to the left is Elisa's monitor, one senior reference monitor, with super port, a tweeter, and a kind of mid-range tweeter thing. The door handle is stainless steel, brushed stainless steel. There's a thermostat. An inch away from the vent, the auto vent air shut off switch. And roughly 3 feet below the monitor, still on the wall, is microphones, control room, headphones, the lines to control room. I'm still in the spot in the room that's. I haven't moved. There's a patch bay thing. And the face of it is some kind of brush metal with some, like, weird grainy looking, some kind of brushed black metal screwed into a metal box painted white with a tube that I can only assume has more wires in it that goes up the wall and then around the corner and then facing on the ceiling going right through this other little on the wall that with the padded gray materials on it and then it goes past those and they're roughly like 3 feet by a foot and a half, those rectangles, and then it goes down, and then there's like another somewhere microphones control room out patch bay thing. I still haven't moved, and there's a green chair in front of me and a red chair with a mic case, and then there's the other patch bay thingy, the microphone to control room out thingy, and then there's a fender amp on the floor and an ugly rug, and I'm standing on the edge of an ugly rug also, and there's a black theremin, sexy, and then there's two monitors, and then there's the window. There's the window to the control room, and then there's a semi ugly chair, black chair, at the other edge of the other rug that I'm not standing on the edge of, and there's a condenser mic and a shock spider mount, and then there's a Rode mic hanging precariously from the wrong clip, and both of those mic stands are on the ugly rug that I'm not standing on, and there's two. There's a diminutive mic stand in the far corner, and now I'm turning, but I'm still kind of in the same spot. I'm looking at another wall with similarly gray, equally spaced apart, equally sized black. Well, what are these? These rectangle things. I assume they catch sound. Okay, but to the right of them, which is, it's not on the ugly rug that I'm not half standing on, is a really small, kind of defective, lonely looking mic stand, black mic stands. All of the mic stands in this room are black. And this one is, well, it's like 4 feet away from a mic stand that's closer to me, a much larger mic stand with a really long, curved handle thing on the like arm to it, and together they kind of look like some kind of Max Ernstian bachelor machine mannequin type deals. There's a weird device on the ceiling.
Sorry. What do you want me recording? I've never recorded here.
I am recording.
It's cool.
Okay. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that thing is. It's like a camera. I'm being surveilled. And there's, I should move over.